What's up, everybody?
Your turn, Summer.
Oh, hello. Oh, I don't know how to do all that stuff that y'all be doing.
Just aye, aye, aye.
Just go yip, yip.
Hooray.
Do I just say Spanish phrases this episode?
Huh?
Do I just say Spanish phrases this episode? Or?
Oh, yeah, try to
create. We're going to have an all-Spanish podcast.
All right, let's do it. Go.
Fuck, I don't want to intro.
How do you
Spanish.
Do the intro in Spanish?
I don't want to. I feel like I sound dumb in Spanish. All right. Bienvenidos al podcast de Verified Thoughts, todos. Gracias por regresar. Ya hace una semana que estábamos aquí. Y ojalá todo le salía bien el fin de semana que pasó. I feel dumb right now.
We need the captions.
Closed captions. Hope everybody had a good week. Thank you guys for tuning back in. We are like 4 days late, but it is a Cinco de Mayo episode. So shout out to the Mexicans, I guess.
To the motherland?
To the motherland, and we're fitted up. We're all first generation here, right? You're OG. You started the generation.
I don't even think you're considered first generation, are you?
I don't know what that means.
He's just considered a Mexican.
Yeah.
I was born in Mexico.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy.
Your kids will be first generation.
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
When did your parents move here? Do you know?
They were like teens.
Really?
Yeah. My mom finished, she didn't finish high school, but she went to like, I think a freshman year.
Over there?
Here.
Really?
She went to one freshman year here.
And where then, she, did they, all right, so how'd they meet?
They're from the same town.
Mm-hmm.
And then
who hit on who?
Well, no, because I don't know, it was weird. Like they ended up getting together over here. They came here first, actually. Mm-hmm. DFW. And then they got together here, and then they got married, and then went up there to Kansas.
Wow.
It's crazy how big of a like refuge it, like
DFW is?
No, Kansas.
Oh, Kansas, yeah.
Like there's so many people from like our part of Mexico, up
which
there,
is
Chihuahua,
yeah. That's where my sister-in-law's from too. Her family,
yeah. They're all the Mennonite encampments down there.
Yeah,
all the Germans. That's where they're all from. They make the best cheese.
Chihuahua.
Really?
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, Chihuahua, Cuauhtemoc.
It's all right, I guess.
No, it doesn't beat the San Luis cheese.
Damn, the San Luis.
Beats Oaxaca cheese.
Oaxaca.
Mm.
Actually, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had.
That's the one that has a cream in the middle, right? Cheese.
No.
They call it Menonita cheese.
My mom gave me this cheese that looks like a teardrop. Right, so it's a ball, and then it has like a stem. Almost like a semen drop.
Yeah.
Right? if you can imagine a semen drop like that. But it has cream in the middle.
What?
It's good ass cheese. I don't know if that's a San Luis cheese or what, because that's where they brought it from. So it's a good ass cheese. Oh, man.
Your parents are from San Luis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom is from like the Straight Mountains, and then my dad's at the village at the bottom of the mountain.
What do you mean Straight Mountains? Like
they're mountain people.
Like Real de Catorce? I don't think that's mountain. I think that's a random mountain.
Oh, that sounds so familiar. I was trying to remember where that was from.
Is I know it? My mom always tells me that she would walk to Real de Catorce.
Really?
Like through the mines.
Damn.
In the mountain.
The mountain that my mom was on is La Silleta, because the tip of the mountain looks like a chair. La Silla.
Oh, really?
So they call it La Silleta. And I don't even know how they met. I think they met in like their version of like Garden City.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my dad's, like, from Ulysses, and my mom would be, like, from Johnson or some shit. And I'm pretty sure I said this already, but the story goes that my dad stole my mom from her parents because my grandparents didn't like my dad. And then got her pregnant.
Are you happy?
My dad came over here.
Oh, he can't fucking hear.
They eloped.
Oh, sorry, you had a sound?
I used the sound.
Which one?
The Law and Order. Because you said
that. Golly. Uh-huh.
My bad.
And yeah, and they came over here. They had David. So David's born over there. And they were here in DFW. I think my dad said he was in Dallas for a little bit. And he was doing like roofing. And he said that one time I passed by this area like Pilot or no. What's up there by Lake Louisville? Little Elm? Over there?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I remember this road. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, one time we came over here with the dump truck from doing roofing all day. And we just found this empty spot and just dumped all the trash and dipped. It's like, damn. He's like, so we wouldn't have to pay for the dump. And they'd keep the money.
He's the reason there's no dumping signs everywhere.
For real. I was like, that's a crazy ass story to just tell me.
Yeah. I'd never think to dump anything like that. That's crazy.
You just like to litter, huh?
I used to a lot. But then I did it one time when my sister was in the car. She was like, what are you doing? She got really upset with me. And I didn't think about it until then. That's the first time I really thought about littering. And I was like, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I'm going to stop doing this.
I used to do the same thing. Like if I was in the car and I needed to throw something away, I'd just roll the window down and toss it out.
Throw the whole bag out.
Like you're just done with your Whataburger and just boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's some people that are like really bad about it. Because I went to, in Oak Cliff, there's a KFC. Uh-huh. And I was at the stoplight next to the KFC, and then like this car just like pulls up to the parking lot, opens the door, and just like dumps everything out of the fucking car
just into the parking lot.
Yeah, and then they just drive away.
What?
Like what? Damn.
Oh, that's excessive. Pulling over to throw your shit away.
Oh, that's probably a targeted attack against that KFC.
Make them clean it up. It's a weekly thing for them.
That's insane. Just go to a gas station.
Yeah,
that's what I usually do when I pump gas.
Yeah.
I feel bad sometimes. I don't get anything at the gas station. I just throw everything in their garbage cans. And they see me, they're like, oh, this fucker.
Oh, the gas station.
It's more work for them.
I hate using public bathrooms, like a 7-Eleven. Because usually they just have a one-person bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go anywhere except QT's.
QT's are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty. For the most part, they're clean. And they have multiple stalls. Yeah.
You advocating for QT?
Yeah.
Spokesperson?
That's really the only gas station I go to. And the other one just feels so grimy.
Do you have a rewards?
No.
Account there?
I have the app, but I don't use any, like, at all.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, just that anxiety of just taking a shit in the one-person bathroom. Or, like, one restroom that has one stall.
It's like, two, two, two.
When I was going to El Centro.
Mm-hmm.
I went to take a shit in the restroom. But I forgot to lock the door.
No.
And I'm like sitting down and this girl walks in. And she like looks at me and just like,
was it like a unisex bathroom?
Yeah.
She was like, damn.
What time of the day was it?
Around noon maybe.
Because I know during school I'd go take a shit during classes because there's less traffic.
Yeah.
And a lot of our restrooms didn't have doors. Remember?
No, oh, yeah. It's pretty bad. They just didn't have doors.
The stalls, yeah.
So they're just open?
Some of them were. You'd have to go like the far.
In the middle school, none of them had doors.
Is there a reason?
I never take it.
I have no idea.
Probably kids being bad.
So when you guys are pooping in public bathrooms, are y'all just like putting raw ass on the?
No,
on the,
I don't.
Okay. What about you?
It depends how clean it looks.
Okay.
But I do give it a wipe down. Every time I wipe down, I will even wipe down my own toilet. But if it looks like a sketchy restroom, I'll put hella toilet paper down.
Yeah, I'll put layers of toilet paper. Even at work. Like.
So, sometimes you don't have time.
You don't hover?
No, I feel like I'd miss or something. I don't know.
Like you can't squat, like keep the squat going that long to like get the aim.
I don't have the leg muscle.
I can't. No, yeah, I can't do that.
I haven't tried that actually.
To hover?
Yeah.
One time I was at a QT pooping, and then this dude, like, he tried the door, and I had it locked. And then I just looked up real quick, and then I saw him. He jumped and looked over the stall. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, oh shit, my bad, dude, I'm tripping. I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, yeah. It pissed me off, and he was waiting outside too. He's like, oh, bro, I'm sorry.
I just had to make sure.
Yeah, I was like, okay, it's locked for a reason, dude.
I know, like, it's really awkward when someone knocks on your stall because, like, what do I say? Do I say busy, occupied?
I just say,
in here.
I just go, hey.
You're like, no.
That is, like, the Mexican thing to do. Just, hey.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I just go, yep.
But I do that, like, even, like, if I'm in a fitting room, uh-huh, and they'll come knock on it, I'll do the same thing. Hey!
Get mad? You gotta let them know.
But, like, isn't common sense is like, oh, if it's shut, somebody's in there?
Right.
That's just my thing. Like, I would never knock on a door because I know if it's shut, there's a reason why it's shut. Like, yeah, either there's some shit behind there or...
Like, usually fitting rooms now are always locked. You have to go ask someone to open the fitting room for you.
Right.
If it's closed, I'll try the doorknob. Like, I won't open it, but, like, I'll, like, try it, see if it's locked. Yeah. I'm not going to open it because, obviously, if it's locked, it's locked. If it's not, I'll take a peek.
If it's a stall, you know, you usually push a stall. They don't have a handle. Yeah. I push and I'm like, all right, there's someone in there. If it's not, obviously, if it's not,
you know, like opening. If it's locked, I'm not going to, hello, is peek anybody under? In there? Peek
over. Yeah. Like, how long you got, brother?
Dude, I've been waiting out here.
I don't know, man. I wonder if I've been walked in. Have I been walked in on the restroom?
It sucks being sick, like, from your stomach, and then just being on the toilet for the longest time, and then having to go, like, every hour.
Mm, yeah.
And then you just
I'd rather
like,
stay home.
Yeah. Especially when you don't work, like, near a restroom. Oh, yeah.
I have been walked in on. Man, have I talked about the story? But it was when last year, me and I went with Mike on a, like, we went to a little vacation. Mm-hmm. And we're on our way to Vegas, and we're in the middle of nowhere. And we pull up in this rest stop, and they have a, it's like, it's all mountainside too. And they had two restrooms, and they're unisex. So Mike went into one, and I was going to try to be, like, generous and wait. Because, yeah, like, if someone else comes, they need to use it. I was like, nah, I need to go now. So I was like, fuck it. I went in. There was no other car. So I was like, yeah, I'll go in. And it locked. But I guess it didn't lock that well. And the way at the restroom is you walk in, you walk deep as fuck, and then it's only one stall. Or it's not even a stall. It's just a toilet. Mm-hmm. Just open right there.
It's just a hole. It's
just in the corner. And it was just a hole down, no plumbing, because it's in the side of a mountain, so you're middle of nowhere. And then it's a, like a urinal and then like a weird-ass sink. So I'm sitting there hovering because that shit looked gross. So I'm actually like kind of propping myself like a three-point stance and just shitting. And I was like, it was hard, bro, because I don't know what I ate.
Yeah.
And these guys pull up, a guy and a girl, a couple, I guess, and she tries Mike's door. I hear it. And yeah, I guess he didn't say anything. And she tries my door, and I'm like, all busy. And I guess I didn't say it loud enough or what. She waited a little bit, and then she tried both doors again. And I don't know why, but mine fucking opened.
No way.
And
he just there hovering.
So so I had finished, right? Because I was like, fuck, they're knocking. I need to hurry up. So I get up. Uh-huh. I get up and face the toilet, and like I was wiping all fucking weird. It was a weird situation. Yeah. Either way, I basically had a hand in my ass, kind of hunched over, like standing. And she opened the door, bro, and she let out the loudest fucking yell. She's like, oh, shit. And I'm just like this, just pants to my knees, just shirt.
Hand in crack.
No. And she's like, oh, fuck. Or, oh, shit. And I'm like, God, fuck me, dude. So I just fucking wiped. And the restroom was far as fuck where we parked, too. And it was a little uphill. I was like, God damn it. She just saw me bare ass, just fucking gross. And I walk out, and I guess she went on the side of the restrooms.
Yeah.
Because the doors are right here. She went, like, over here, I guess, so we wouldn't make eye contact. Yeah. And I just fucking ran to the van, bro.
She saw you running. She's like, yeah, motherfucker, better run.
It was, oh, my God. That's the worst time I've ever had one.
That's the worst walking-in story I've ever had. Just somebody seeing you wipe.
Yeah, dude. The way she reacted was horrible. Oh, shit. And just fucking sprinted away. And she asked for it, bro. I said I was occupied.
When I was truck driving on the road, I'd park like just on a country road, like in the middle of nowhere. You'd wake up with like, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nowhere to go. I'd keep a roll of like to clean my windows.
Like napkins?
Napkins, like shop towels.
Oh, those blue ones.
The blue ones, yeah.
Very those observant. Catch a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to just like go outside on a country road. One time it was like 6 in the morning. I was off a highway and just like hanging from the side of the like the truck. Like it had like steps. I'd hold the steps and I'd squat and just out there like bare ass to the wind. Like it was.
They say that shit feels good though.
It does feel good. I got like a lot of breeze. And it just all comes out like right away.
Just the breeze hitting the bottom of your ball sack. Oh,
you bringing me back?
Like imagine a nice ass mountainous view and you're just letting one out. That's real nature shit.
What's the worst thing you guys have had to wipe with?
I feel like a sock.
You've had to actually use a sock?
What? Yeah. Damn. And it's scary too because sometimes I use a lot of toilet paper. Just because, like, I don't know, I just have a lot of shit down there or something. I was scared because I had two socks. Figure out how many ways can I fold this to get a proper amount of wipes and not get shit on my hand. And so I started at the tippy top and I wiped, folded it over, wiped on that. And I think I had like four wipes on each sock. And then just threw them bitches away.
I had to hop in the shower once.
Yeah, those are the worst.
There was no paper, dude. There was no paper in the house. I didn't want to get anything dirty, so I was like, "Shower's right here, it'll do." I used the cardboard from the toilet paper one time.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
How did it even wipe?
It's hard. It didn't work very well.
I'm about to use toilet paper.
Doesn't everyone use toilet paper?
That shit hurts. Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Oh, fuck, not toilet paper, newspaper. Oh,
newspaper.
Newspaper, yeah.
Damn.
It's just sliding. It's not even picking anything up. It's just sliding. It's
smearing it. You have to, like, fold it a bunch of times to get it really soft. Yeah. Before you actually use it.
I feel like a newspaper, you have to scrunch it up so it makes, like, crevices and, like,
to pick up
edges.
The shit, yeah.
Because if it's just smooth, you know,
It was awful, yeah.
What a podcast.
Imagine having to use a shirt, bro. Just come out
a
of
shirt?
The fuck. Just come out of the restroom just shirtless. Be like, fuck, I guess I gotta get back on the road.
I'd use a sock before I use a shirt.
But what if it was just that bad where you went through your undergarments?
Both your socks.
All you have is shorts.
Your
left.
Underwear. God.
I pray that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
not even to my enemies.
Have you ever pooped yourself?
Yeah.
You have? I don't think.
Unfortunately, I was sick.
Oh, I think you told me this.
Yeah, I was crying. Called my mom. She's like, I was like, I don't even know if I want to say this story. Oh no, it was bad. But eventually, it just came down to like me crying and calling my mom. And I was a senior in high school. And
all big.
So I was crying, calling my mom, and she walks over and she's like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "This shit just happened to me." And she's like, "All right, we'll get in the shower." And it's just, that was the worst sick. I don't even know what happened. I don't know what I ate.
You just had a stomach bug?
I got sick from something, yeah.
Damn. I had this cousin. He would always, like, I don't know why. He was big as fuck. Like, he was old. And he'd always, like, pee the bed. And then one time he slept over at my house. He was from, like, another state. And the night before they left, he shit himself. And he left everything there. And they left.
What?
I don't think he didn't tell anybody. And then my mom went down there. She's like, "What the fuck?" There's just shit in like pants and underwear.
Your mom goes down there 3 days later.
Yeah, like we stayed down there. But then she went down there and she was like, "Did he do this?" And I was like, "It wasn't me."
Oh, man,
I've had a little poop come out, but not. I never shit myself. Like. To the max.
Let's move on from shit.
Okay,
have you peed yourself?
Yeah. I like recently. It wasn't recent, but like not that long ago. I was pretty drunk at a 7-Eleven trying to buy more alcohol.
I've heard a lot of stories of people like getting blackout drunk and peeing themselves.
I wasn't blacked out. I still remember this.
You're just drunk?
I had to pee so bad and their restroom wasn't working. Okay. And I was like, "Well, I'm gonna get more alcohol." And then I couldn't pay. No, I was waiting in line, and I was just like, it was like slowly starting to come out.
Oh, God.
And I was wearing these shorts, actually.
Did you see the stream down your fucking leg?
Yeah.
The clerk's all telling you the total, and you're just clashing on the floor.
I just put like my crotch up against the counter so nobody could see, and I walked out
all over
fast.
The candy bars?
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
What about you, Summer?
What? I'm afraid to tell this story because I don't know who's listening. But there was this one time that I did pee on myself in school, and I lied and said that I fell and pissed because I was like ashamed to say that I pissed on myself.
Damn, I feel like that's way worse.
Did they believe you?
To fall on somebody else's piss?
I don't know.
Because that doesn't sound believable at all.
That's why I don't think anyone believes me. I think they were like, yeah, this bitch definitely peed on herself.
You're telling me you slipped on someone else's pee?
You're just confirming their
suspicions?
I was
like, I just walked in the bathroom and there was pee on the floor and I just fell in.
You're like, that looks good, and I just fell.
Yeah, and so that did happen. We had a bathroom, but the way it was worked, our school was set up where it's like, we all went to the bathroom as a class.
In so, high school?
No, this was probably elementary. This was elementary.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we all had to go to the bathroom as a class and take turns with the stalls and shit. And they were taking a long time. I really had to go. And so when you tell fourth or fifth grader, like, oh, you got to hold your pee until we go to the bathroom as a class. So, yeah, I couldn't hold it. So by the time I actually got in the stall and was trying to, like, get my pants down, it was too late. And I was like, damn, I got to come up with something. Like, damn, I fell in it.
Was it a lot?
It was a lot for them to be like, you didn't just fall.
Like, the way it landed on your body.
Like, you can clearly see, like, the markings. Like, it's coming from the front, not the back. You fell on the pee with your crotch.
It was like that scene from Billy Madison.
So, yeah.
You haven't seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
No? You never seen Billy Madison?
Nope. I'll watch it tonight, I guess.
I haven't either.
What?
It's an Adam Sandler, right?
Yeah.
What happens?
I peed my pants. It's really cool to pee your pants. No?
No, this is the one where he had to go back to school to get his...
His dad's business?
Did he have a hot girlfriend?
Of course, it's Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. The teacher?
Today,
Junior? No?
Nope.
You never seen that scene?
Heard about it.
All right, then.
But let's get into something more serious, man, because that's not the point of this podcast. The whole reason we're dressed up, man, because it was Cinco de Mayo weekend. If you don't know what Cinco de Mayo is, because I didn't know either, it's basically when, I guess the Spanish. Sorry, I had a burp. Mexico's victory over the French Empire in 1862. I don't know why they were beefing the you guys.
They owed France money. They actually owed France, Great Britain, and Spain money.
Damn.
But Spain, and they'd settled their debt with Spain and Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So they left them alone. But I don't think they ever settled it with France. So that's whenever they came. And I think they were already in the area. And they came and beat with them at Puebla.
Mm-hmm.
And then France ended up losing like 500 men. And then Mexico lost, like, less than 100.
So you think if we go to Puebla, Mexico, we could find, like, war? Like,
I'm sure they have a monument.
That's probably where they celebrate it the most.
Yeah. Every year they have a celebration.
Find, like, if we go digging, bullets, like, right? You know, we can find, like, French
bodies,
badges or whatever.
Probably, yeah.
What is that called?
What?
Paraphernalia?
Memorabilia?
Oh, memorabilia. No. I said paraphernalia.
Well, it's not memorabilia.
Merch? Like, no.
What do they call that when they go, like, digging for stuff? Does it not have a word?
Archaeologists?
I want to say fossils, but fossils are, like, dinosaur bones and shit.
Anyways.
What year did this happen?
1862.
Okay.
So, I wonder what was going on over here.
Over here?
Yeah, in the slavery. U.S.
Yeah. Well, that's around the Civil War.
That was actually this happened after Mexico had a black president.
Mexico had a black president?
Yeah.
How do you know more than my culture?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they had a black president.
Do you know his name?
Vicente Guerrero.
Really? Do you know, like, where he was from?
Somewhere over there.
Mexico.
Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Like, I looked at a picture of him. I was like, oh, yeah, like, he's
Wait,
definitely.
So this is before they had that president?
Because it's saying that he was the president in Mexico during, I don't know. Let's see.
Because this was 86, you said, or 82?
Yeah, because you're saying this happened in 62, and he was in office from 1829. Just 1829, though.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
Was he assassinated?
He died in 31. So, yeah, this happened way before.
I don't know how he died. Probably had a cold. He had a splinter.
He got a paper cut. Yeah.
He was executed by a firing squad.
Oh my God. For what? Treason.
Probably. I don't know what happened.
The funny thing with the Cinco de Mayo, like a year later in 1863, the French came back and fucked them up. So
Why don't we celebrate that?
Because we're not French.
So the day after, or
a year later, they came back and
The same day?
No, just a year later in 63.
So you think the French celebrate like Cinco de?
No, I don't know.
Cinco de Mayo.
63. Yeah, they came back and fucked them up, but they still remember, like, the victory of May 5th.
I feel like I want to be more into my culture, but it's too much work.
It's really not.
And it's like, why, you know? I'm in a white...
Dude, I'm jealous of you.
Why?
Because you have beans. You got the foundation of, like, trying to learn about yourself or, like, learning that. And you're just like, it's too much. And it's like, I would love to just... dive into my ancestry, but I just can't.
You could dive in for me.
No, that's your job, sir. Why would I dive in for you?
Because you want to experience the diving process.
There's so much history. Mexico has so much history.
Yeah.
Like the Mayans is way back. And then like Aztecs is like 1500s.
Yeah, because like...
that's like pre-Columbus.
My parents were born in the 60s. So that means their parents... were around the 40s, maybe, when they were born, right? To give it like a 20-year gap. So it's like,
yeah,
what was back then? Because even still now, it's fucking ass. Like, electricity goes out all the time. I don't think they have Wi-Fi up there yet.
Your parents were probably born in the 30s, no?
Damn.
I just said they're 60s.
Your parents are in the... Your grandparents are 60?
Oh, my parents? No, my grandparents. I'm thinking like 30s, 40s, yeah.
How old are they?
No idea. But they're just probably to like, give it that 20-year gap.
Yeah, so like 30s. Because my grandma was like 80-something. She was born in like 30, no, like 40.
But 40 didn't your parents, didn't they like have, did your grandparents have your parents young?
That's what I'm trying to remember. Like, because I think my mom had David at 16.
So they would be in the 40s. So we
could kind of say my grandma had my mom at around 16, 17.
I would say the 40s. My grandparents were in the 40s, and they had my oldest uncle in the 50s. So like, yeah, so like the 40s is probably where they were born. And then your parents came in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, they were having kids young as shit, bro.
They had nothing else to do, just fuck.
And like,
honestly, there's no TV up there.
Do you have hella uncles and aunts?
I do. I think my mom is like 13, and my dad's side is 12.
Damn.
So it's a big ass family. I'm still meeting some of my aunts.
Really?
Like the other day, I was on Facebook and I see this lady, and she looks like my mom. I'm like, who the fuck is that? So I tell my mom, I was like, who is this? She's like, oh, that's my younger sister.
Damn.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
You had no idea.
I was like, where the fuck she live? And I guess like Monterrey or something. And it's like, dude, she looks just like my mom, just maybe 20 years younger than her or something. Because the gap was, I think my mom is the second oldest. Yeah, something like that. So it's weird to see, like, my mom's little sister because they all look alike. It's funny.
Back then, it was just a business decision to have so many kids.
Yeah, I mean, like, my mom didn't make it till middle school, I think, because she had to take care of the family.
Yeah.
So she was taking care of her little brothers and sisters and making food.
If you lived on a ranch.
Yeah.
If you lived on a ranch, you need more people.
Ranch and a mountainside, yeah. So you got to go get water from the well. You got to do laundry. What?
I was just thinking, it's crazy how, like, back then they were having a lot of kids for, like, help with like, work on their land.
Like, to live.
Now everyone has a lot of kids, so the odds of one of them being a bit athlete or fucking celebrity.
Or a bigger tax return.
Something, you know, it's not about who can work on the farm. It's more of, like, who's going to make it first.
Golly.
Or just having one kid because it's so expensive.
That, too.
Yeah.
Right, like, how did my parents born, like, is there medical records, you know? Like, what, a hospital? Because there's no hospital in that dumbass ranch they live in.
That's why, like, I want to do the ancestry thing, but I don't know how accurate it's going to be. Cause, like,
right, like, we don't have a lot of documents.
And their parents and their grandparents lived, like, in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, so how are we going to have your documents?
Exactly, yeah.
Because I know my dad said he was born in Guanajuato, I think. So
that's where Maria's parents are from.
They had to drive to that hospital.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, does my mom have a birth certificate? You know? Or do you apply one? Do you apply for one later when there's more technology?
If you need one, probably, yeah.
You can just say, oh, I was born here. You don't necessarily have to be born there if there's no record of it.
Yeah.
They just trust you, I guess.
Make me born in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
That's why that ancestry shit works for white people, bro, because the fucker's been around. Like, fuck British people, bro. That's where they all stem from, right?
What did you say?
Fuck British people.
Oh, they said rich people.
Didn't they have their thing this weekend?
Yeah,
the Boston Tea Party?
What the hell are you talking
about? Oh, yeah, the coronation of... coronation of King Charles?
Yeah.
We got a new king, guys.
We.
I'd give him 30.
The world?
30 what?
Nah, he ain't making it 30 years.
You see how old that 20 maybe. 20?
He looks all fucking old.
But he got 5.
He's like 50 something.
Less than
he
5.
Is no, he's not 50.
Yeah, he has aged poorly.
He looks
poorly
like
then.
80.
Wasn't he married to the queen? Or was it just his son?
Yeah, how does that go? Oh, the son, right?
Wait.
The first heir or whatever?
He's the oldest son.
Wait, because I thought the queen's man was still alive.
I thought that's who this was.
No, that's Diana's husband, isn't it?
King Charles. Oh, wait. Is that? Oh, it might be. Yeah, that was Diana's husband.
Wait, so they killed Diana so he could date
I don't think that's how that happened.
Oh, okay. I heard she got around, though. Diana?
Those are lies. I believe really? Diana was a good lady.
I mean, I bet she's a good lady, but if she wants me, she wants me.
Yeah, but there's he was cheating on her first.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
So why can't she go get some?
Yeah, but if you're in the royal family, you could just like hire a gigolo.
You can get hella dick.
Yeah, like you don't have to be all secretive about it.
I heard she was into cars too.
That's why she died in one.
She was in a what?
Oh, I thought
she was into cars.
Oh, into cars?
Yeah.
Was that a joke?
No. Into cars?
Yeah.
No. Didn't she date someone over here?
No, she dated the dude from.
She got into the royal family.
No, because she found out that she was being cheated on.
Uh-huh.
So she messed with, like, an American.
Oh, some trainer?
Did she?
Something like that, right?
That's why they were saying, like, her... What's his name? Prince...
Charles?
No, the one that's, like, with Meghan?
Oh, yeah,
the younger one.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Probably Charles, too.
The one who was talking about his dick?
He was?
What? Yeah, he made an autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about his meat. He
two had to chapters put some, just describing his meat.
He had to put some ointment on his meat or some shit. And he had to remind him of his mom. It was some weird shit.
God.
Some weird shit was going on in that family. But I know exactly who you're talking about.
I mean, that family.
Well, they were saying, like, he looks like this dude that they think that Diana was messing around
with.
Oh,
yeah,
that was, like, her trainer or something. And they say that he looks like her.
Like a tennis trainer? Or, like,
some trainer, like, some.
The tennis? Horse shit? What's the horse stuff
polo?
That they do? No, not polo. Wait, is it polo?
It is polo.
Yeah.
With the golf and the horse?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
That and then, I'm just talking about people who just ride horses.
Equestrian?
Yeah, those.
What'd you say?
Equestrian.
Sounds like water.
Equestrian?
It starts with an E.
Oh, wait, I can see that.
Aqua.
Aqua.
Equestrian.
Let's get back on Mexican stuff, man.
Back on Mexico.
Oh, Prince Andrew is his name.
Yes.
There you go.
Damn, how'd that just pop in your head? Are you guys proud to be Mexicans? Do you ever feel discouraged? Like, damn, sometimes I wish I was something else.
No.
Really?
I've never really been ashamed to be a Mexican. I mean, I grew up around a bunch of them.
Especially like you guys, because you guys work, like you especially work with like pure white people.
Yeah.
So do you ever feel like the oddball, just like, damn,
I should be here. I used to.
Yeah.
But now.
Then you got whitewashed.
I used to, I'm not going to lie, I used to like try to not act like a Mexican, but.
You try to have salad for lunch instead of beans?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck anymore.
You had a tuna sandwich?
I think they accepted me.
You're one of the good ones, they say.
One of the good ones? Damn.
You never told me that? Oh, my God.
Damn, that's probably what it is. Lewis is, he's one of them good ones.
You know what, Lewis? You're not that lazy, are you?
You're not over here smelling like beans all the time.
It's like, I like your taste in music, sir.
You're not too loud.
You're not too loud. You don't be speaking all that Spanish.
Right.
Hey, Lewis, where's your truck?
You have a good accent. That's pretty much it. Like, hey, Lewis, you know any roofers?
Wow.
But yeah. I think it's because they hire Mexicans.
Yeah.
Oh, so they have like somewhat of a like.
Yeah, like the guy that I work with, he's been working Mexicans for like forever. Because they're the cheap labor.
They're his favorite people.
He's the ones that they hire. They're the ones that he hires. So.
Yeah. I used to spend a lot of time at Home Depot.
So what about you, Chum? You ever been discouraged?
No, I mean, we grew up like in the same town. Like, you know, there's Mexicans everywhere. Like the all the agriculture and industry is. Mexicans.
Like, what about like moving over here where there's more white people?
It's even more diverse over here. I mean, it's not just Mexicans. There's like everything over here. I guess the most I could say is like in elementary, like you don't have any like Hispanic teachers or anything, but I don't know. It's really weird.
That's true. Did we have an Hispanic teacher?
Like high school.
Who?
I don't know.
Well, I guess I know high school, we had a Spanish teacher, Miss Wilson, Mrs. Wilson.
I didn't have her.
But she was like half. She was more white, I feel like, than.
Yeah.
No disrespect, but.
It was always nice seeing the lunch ladies.
Yeah.
Because then they were Mexican.
Oh, like, yeah, my madrina was a lunch lady. So, like, when we'd have burgers, she'd give me two patties. She'd spoil me. And then, I don't know, she didn't work there that long as she left.
All the janitors, they were all Hispanic, too. It was nice.
I hate, like, when kids would leave a mess.
Yeah.
Janitors. Like, they didn't seem fazed by it because, you know, it's their job. But the older I got, I was like, damn, feel bad.
Yeah, it was always either, like, one of my friend's moms or, like, their aunt or uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'd be like, I feel bad for them. I'd be like, damn, bro. Like, I'd say hi to them and shit.
Yeah, because at one point, like, I know senior year, like, a lot of us were cool with some of the janitors.
Yeah.
We'd have, like, small talk and. I don't know. They're always nice. Have you ever met any grimy Mexicans? We're like, damn, you are a Mexican.
What does that mean?
Like the way that white people see them, I guess, sometimes. I don't know.
You're just stereotypical. Yeah.
Every tacuache fucking.
Like one time, I was working in Southwest Fort Worth, and it was cold that morning. So I had three layers on, you know. I had my whole layered up. And this guy, it was a new community, so they're building a house in front of where I was working. And this guy walks over, and he's, you know, barely any English, dark, prieto, right? And he's in a tank top. And this was, like, low 40s. Tank top, jean shorts, and, like, whatever boots and shit he had. He was asking me for a lighter. And he's like, hey. He's doing the like lighter.
Lighter.
I was like, no, I don't have any. He's like, what about in the truck? Like the little pushing one? I was like, nah. Yeah. I don't have any. The truck don't have. He's like, are you sure? Is that seguro? I'm like, yeah, no tengo. He's like, all right. I don't know, he just looked grimy to me. No disrespect, you know, like I'm not the perfect person either.
It's very disrespectful. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I can't be hurt if someone says something like that to me because I'm not perfect.
But he asked for a lighter, and you call him grimy.
Yeah, but how insistent he was, you know?
Oh.
And then his fit, like, bro, get some layers on. Like, you're going to get sick.
He's all robust.
And he was skinny and tall. He was weight. I was like this.
Damn, taller than you?
Yeah.
I never got the, understood like the stigma of like Mexicans being lazy.
Me neither.
Like growing up. I've
never
up,
seen a Mexican that's yeah. lazy besides me.
Exactly. Growing up, I always saw like everybody was always working. Like if you didn't have a job, it wasn't for long.
Yeah.
Like I was always trying to find another one.
My dad's always on some weird shit. Like now he's into the washer and dryer business. So our backyard, really? Our backyard is just covered in washers and dryers. And he'll like beef with people on Facebook for, I don't know. He's a trip.
Well, they still have that older Mexican mentality of like, I have to be doing something.
Yeah. Like my dad on his days off, he'd be pissed.
Yeah.
And he'd just be outside just trying to figure out something.
Yeah, because my grandpa, for the longest, he retired, but he would still go to work.
Really?
And my aunts, uncles, and my dad would tell him, like, no, like, stop working. Like, you're going to hurt yourself or whatever. He's like, nah, well, what am I supposed to do all day?
What'd he do?
He used to go help my uncles doing, like, remodel houses and shit. And he would always insist on going with them.
Listos. Yeah, para lonche.
That shit's fun.
Remodeling,
yeah.
If you're not taking it serious, you're like...
No, I mean, like...
If you're just kicking it, yeah.
What I did, me and my dad would remodel, like, some of his friends' houses and, like, my mom's friends. It was a learning process for me, but just getting to do it, it's like... I thought about just doing that with him. We thought about doing our own little business, just remodeling.
Yeah. I'm too lazy for that, bro.
It's nice. I mean, once you see the finished product, you're like, damn, we did that.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's rewarding.
Yeah, it's rewarding. That's how I felt when we were at Apex.
Oh, yeah.
At the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, I'd be like, damn, like, yeah.
These made a difference today. Nice.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
For a while, we were doing roofing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd put, like, sheet metal.
Roofs.
On roofs. And when I took my girl to Ulysses, we passed by the houses that we did, and I'd be like, "Look, we did that one." And then we passed by another house, we did that one. Yeah, that shit's easy too.
Yeah,
it's really easy. Yeah, it takes a while, but
don't trip.
It's just it's just over the tile too, mm-hmm. or over the shingles.
Really,
you don't have to de-shingle.
Hmm.
You just got to make sure it don't leak.
I know my mom would tell me. When I was a kid, my dad would be working in the backyard, and I guess I was always trying to help, so I'd have a hammer just hitting shit. And I was like, I can't believe that. I'm a fucking piece of shit now. I don't do anything. I'm lazy, bro.
I'm lazy as shit, too. I don't even want to cut the grass.
I barely cut my backyard yesterday, and it was at least, there's some parts that are at least 2 feet high or higher.
You sent me a picture all proud?
Dude, look at this picture.
He's like, look, dude.
I was halfway through cutting, bro. And the way the transformation was crazy.
You did it before and after?
I was going to make a TikTok.
You're going to post it on Facebook?
Damn.
You want to start your own business now?
My freaking lawnmower is all struggling. You see me?
I hate whenever it's too tall and then it gets caught up and then
it just shuts off.
Yeah.
That's what happened this last time, because I let mine grow out way too much, because my fucking lawnmower broke down.
Yeah.
And my girl's dad brought us his, and on one side of the house, it would, like, shut off every time I tried to go through it. So I would, like, lift it up a little bit to cut off the top and then go through it.
Yeah. But what is with the whole Mexicans are lazy?
I think it was just, like, propaganda, like, against us.
To keep us out?
Well, like, back whenever they were saying, like, oh, Mexicans are criminals. I mean, all minorities. But, like, well, I feel like it was along with the marijuana shit.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. It came along with the marijuana panic.
Yeah.
Because I think they came up with the word marijuana because they wanted to associate Mexicans with weed.
Damn.
They were saying marijuana was different from, like, hemp.
Yeah, they were like, oh, this is Mexican stuff. And this is dangerous. Yeah. It's potent. That's
crazy. Yeah, because I remember seeing the Sleepy Gnomes.
Yeah.
Seen those.
I remember, did you ever watch George Lopez?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that episode where they were...
They steal the gnomes?
Yeah.
Wasn't it, like, Max or something?
I think it was the grandma.
Benny.
Is she around still?
Yeah, I think she's still alive.
Yeah.
That show was a trip too. that got really into like a modern like Mexican household, but that's like more like white.
It was weird.
I was gonna ask you guys because like I watched, I think I've seen every episode of George Lopez.
Damn.
But like I don't know how authentic it is because people were saying like, oh, Carmen, she's being played by like a white girl, and so I was like growing, like I thought like this was like a authentic representation of like what a Mexican household would look like, but the more that I got older, more people would point out like, oh, well, this is this, and like
I feel like the house itself was,
it's because even
it was more tailored to the white eye because it was the TV show,
And then George was writing it off of his experience. And he was born here. He's like second or third generation.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, they never really.
She thought he was.
I thought he was
a full-blown bean.
I wasn't gonna say that, but I thought I didn't know that he was born here.
Yeah, I don't know when, but I started fucking with that. I stopped fucking with that guy because I don't know. He was being a little corny at one point.
I remember watching his special in Mexico. It was funny. We took the DVD. I don't know why. It was funny.
Like he stole it?
We took it to Mexico. Oh, you took it? We might have bought it over there. I don't remember.
Pirated?
Yeah. It was really good. I forgot which special it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was whenever Bush was in office, because he would say, fuck that puto.
Oh, yeah.
FTP, fuck that puto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a pretty crazy history.
George Lopez
is a Mexican history. he wrote it all.
Tacos and shit, burritos.
Ooh.
You ever see that girl on TikTok that was like, guys, look, I made a flat taco. And it was a tostada.
Jesus. How does that make y'all feel about, like, because a lot more of that stuff has been happening. And I guess it's always been happening. But, like, I've always seen it happen to, like, black stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now because of TikTok, like, I see, like, the whole spa water. Or like the cowboy, what it was called, cowboy caviar or some shit. Like
I saw one for aguas frescas. I forgot what they said in English.
I thought that was spa water, right?
Oh yeah. My bad.
Like how does it? Not to say that it makes you feel some kind of way, but like how does it make you feel to see like white people try to do something that y'all have been like doing for forever, and then they're like, we have discovered this new crazy thing, and it's just like we've been doing that forever.
It's more shocking to me.
How blatant
like
it is. That,
like, they're just now seeing it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you don't have to be Mexican to see all that shit, right?
Yeah. Right.
It's appropriation, and I won't tolerate it. No.
It's like they're, like, admitting, like, oh, I just came into contact with people of a different culture than me. Yeah. Like, that's the vibe that it really
it's
comes
like,
off.
Like, how isolated in your own, like,
bubble
are you to where you haven't noticed these things before?
Well, I mean, sometimes you just don't get exposed to that stuff either. Like, growing up in Ulysses, I never knew about, like, Mediterranean diet and, like, how they ate, like, the fuck, hummus. Oh, yeah, like, I never grew up eating hummus. Like,
now you love it.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like it.
What? You didn't like it?
I guess it was the type of hummus that we had. It was a little dry, right?
Sabra? Oh, wait, no.
The one at Flying Saucer?
Oh, yeah, that was shit.
Oh.
It was like fucking, yeah, no. Don't
I know it was made with garbanzo beans, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Don't we use garbanzo beans?
Yeah.
For what?
We eat it, like, in a stew with, like, rice. Well, that's how my parents make it.
That's hominy, isn't it?
No, it's garbanzos.
Yeah, hominy is, like, the big corn.
Hominy is what they use for pozole.
Yeah.
And menudo, yeah. But my parents... I forget what day of the year it is, but it's like whenever you can't eat meat. And so they make like all these types of different foods without meat. That's so one of the things they make. It's garbanzos with rice and like a soup. It's really
basically
good.
Last month.
Yeah, yeah, for it was Easter, last month. For whatever. Easter, yeah, that's right, that's right.
My mom would call me on Fridays and say, mijo, hoy no se come carne.
You're all eating a fucking cheeseburger.
64-ounce steak, just damn, mom. My bad.
Yeah.
Lentils, that's a weird bean too.
Lentils?
Lentils. I didn't know they were beans.
My mom would make a soup style, but it was spicy, bro.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's some good shit.
I'd rather that than a fucking, what do white people, macaroni, you know?
I love macaroni.
Macaroni salad.
Macaroni's so good.
But cold macaroni?
Oh, I love cold macaroni.
Whoa.
Macaroni, like, yeah. Fuck yeah. It's good.
That should be a crime.
What?
Sometimes I like, I don't know, sometimes I like cold food. Sometimes I want a hot meal, you know?
Some coleslaw?
I fuck with coleslaw. I used to love the KFC one.
Long John Silver's?
Oh, y'all love that one's pretty good. That's insane.
Cane's has shitty coleslaw.
It's not bad.
Maybe that's why I don't like it, because that's the only place that I've tried it from.
Do KFC's?
I haven't had KFC's.
Oh, they put something in that thing. It's a yummy.
After they got rid of them fucking potato wedges, I haven't been back to potato wedges anymore? No.
What?
I stopped going after that.
But they brought back the double down.
What's that?
The one where they substituted bread for two chicken patties.
Oh, that was never cool though.
I want to try it.
Wait, so what's in the middle?
Chicken,
like the.
So it's just three layers of chicken.
No, it's just chicken and like the lettuce. Cream or whatever, okay. And then the other piece of chicken.
A bunch of mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
I fuck with it a little bit.
I like mayonnaise, too.
If I get a sandwich, it's mayo and mustard.
Yeah.
I do. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I used to put...
Great.
Wait. I did used to put ranch on my mustard, on my sandwich.
Fucking weirdo.
What the fuck?
I was in love with ranch.
Weird.
Ranch.
That's weird as fuck.
I used to put ranch on my rice.
That's weird.
What? Ranch on your rice?
One time, my mom made food. And whatever the meat was, I think it was like a chicken.
Yeah.
And it went good with ranch. But a little bit of ranch had fallen into my rice. And she had some fire-ass orange red, or red rice, I guess. Mm-hmm. I took a bite because I was like, it's going down the same hatch.
Yeah.
So I took it, and that shit was yummy.
Yummy.
So the next day,
there's
leftovers, right?
Yeah.
So I went straight, a plate full of fucking rice, and I just put ranch all over that shit, bro. I went to town. That's all I ate that day.
Yeah, I mean, you can put ranch on anything. Because that's all you're going to taste is the ranch.
I used to put ketchup on my rice.
It blew my mind that when we went to Mexico, they didn't have ranch.
No?
And they didn't know what it was.
They don't have ranch in Mexico?
There's not a Mexican word for ranch.
Ranch.
But not even like a recipe for the same?
No.
They don't use ranch over there. They just use salsa.
Yeah.
But wait, I thought ranch was mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise based?
Yeah.
With herbs.
With herbs and shit.
So they just don't make mayonnaise with herbs over there? Herbs.
I mean, they fuck with mayonnaise on tortas and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And corn and stuff.
I mean, we don't have, like, shit that usually goes with ranch, like wings and...
Oh.
You know? Like, I've never had... Like, wings, you know? Have you had wings in Mexico?
I've never been to Mexico.
Right? Like, oh. I've had drums and flats.
I have at a burger place.
Oh.
But, I mean... It's not common.
Not like homemade.
It's not common.
It's like something your tia makes, you know.
Have you guys ever put banana on rice?
Sounds crazy.
Are you Cuban?
No.
Sounds like a sweet and sour type of mix.
I guess so.
It sounds Cuban.
It's really good.
You know Cubans?
I've been to Cuban restaurant. Yeah, I know Cubans. My dad used to work with Cubans.
Chumon's all diverse.
He is. Look at him. You're all colorful.
Look at my taco.
No. Which one?
Both. No, yeah. Have you ever been to a Cuban restaurant?
I don't think so.
Some weird ass foods, dude. It's good, but it's just weird because it's not
sugar and beans.
No, like they use black beans for everything.
Sugar like, and beans.
Black beans?
Yeah,
they go
black.
Hard.
Yeah, I know they. I love. They're really good, but
my
like
mom says they're healthier.
I never grew up eating black beans. It was always pinto.
I know my mom. I remember like memories of my mom giving us black beans because I think we ran out of pinto, and I'd be pissed because like I don't like black beans.
Oh fuck!
Where are the pintos at?
Now, refry that shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
With a little bit of bacon grease.
Oh, my mom would put a splash of like jalapeno juice in there.
You put chorizo in it?
Yeah.
Chorizo. Ooh. Fry that shit up, dude. Fuck
yeah. When she would mix chorizo and cheese into the beans.
Oh my God.
You know, just nice and thick.
Oh. For breakfast?
That's all I want in a burrito.
I'm fucking hungry.
With eggs and salchicha? What?
Oh yeah. Those are, I don't know how she made that taste so good. Just weenies and egg.
It's basic ass food.
When I make it, it tastes like ass.
It tastes different. It tastes really different.
I don't have that Mexican touch.
Time they spit in it. They're
spit in it.
They're like.
Wait, how do you say weenie in Spanish?
Salchicha.
Oh, okay. Because I know huevos is the
eggs.
Is the eggs, but I couldn't say think it. Of the what.
Salchicha.
Wait, spell it for me.
Sal.
Sal.
Chi.
Chi.
Cha.
Salchicha.
Yeah.
There you go.
Huevos y. Child, fuck. Huevos y
sal.
Yeah, sal what?
Chi.
Sal cha. No, salchi.
Cha.
Salchicha.
It's like cha-cha-cha, but with the chi.
Do y'all say chi-chis still? Or
Do I say tetas? No.
Not tetas. I mean, what is the proper word? It's
teta.
Senos, isn't it?
It's teta, dude.
Senos?
Hey, no, damn,
teta. For breast?
Yeah. Isn't it senos?
I've always heard pecho.
I think it's senos.
Because I think they're trying to be respectful.
Pechuga?
No. I think that's like the
pechula.
Proper way to say it.
All busty? Is that how you, is that the translation?
I guess so, yeah.
Pechula? Pechula is like busty.
Pechula.
It's funny, too, because they make fun of like a lot of people like where like Tuma's parents are from. Because they say like eight and like the sh, they say it different. Because we say cha.
It's like their lisp.
And they say sh. Yeah. So they'll say ocho.
Ocho.
But we say ocho.
Ocho.
Do your parents talk like that?
Yeah, I mean everybody that I know
around them,
they use like
I don't notice it from you.
Fuck, I don't speak Spanish to you a lot.
Oh, that's true.
But, but yeah, I mean, whenever I get around other like Mexicans here and I have to speak to them in Spanish while I'm at work, I'll like try and use like the ch, just so they don't
be civil.
Tell right away.
Yeah, so they don't. Chihuahua. I mean, you can hear that I'm not from Mexico either. Like I don't speak Spanish a lot. Yeah, like I sound very American, but. I don't know. I do. That's who I feel discriminated against sometimes, is other Mexicans.
I can see that. It made my night one time when I had to work with BB, and you know BB's Spanish, so we talk Spanish, and I was talking to BB in Spanish, and he's like, "Damn, you talk really good Spanish." So he's like, "Are you from Mexico?" I was like, "No, I'm from here." And he's like, "You're really good," and I was all happy the rest of the night. Like, damn, that means a lot.
You got his approval.
Now I just sound like ass.
I feel like I've gotten worse at it ever since I moved out of my parents' house.
Yeah.
Because that's the only place that I mean, I don't talk Spanish with Maria.
Really? Y'all don't speak Spanish at all?
No.
Anything Spanish?
I think we're just more comfortable talking in English.
You don't like that language, huh?
No, I do.
Is it scary that your kids might not know how to speak Spanish that well?
No,
yeah, it is kind of scary.
That's scary, dude.
I want to make it like
a point to teach
them. I'm just leaving with my mom.
Yeah.
Because that's what my brothers would do. Like when we'd have to take care of my nephew, my mom would just keep Spanish so he could learn it. And he was good until his mom moved away, and then like we couldn't see him as much. So, and she married a white guy. So he just he had a crazy white accent, bro. It was gross. But yeah.
Yeah, like I have some cousins that are younger. Or I have cousins that have kids that I don't know if they just never taught them or anything, but like whenever my mom would try to say something to them in Spanish, they like...
What'd she say?
Yeah.
They can pick it up more when they're little, but I mean, if you stop using it, you lose it.
Especially once you get into school, because it's pure English. Take them to a Mexican school. Make them struggle to learn English.
Yeah, I don't think my kids are going to know Spanish that much, that well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. It does suck, but...
They're going to know Nepalese?
Nepalination. Yeah, no.
What is their language?
Nepali?
Nepali.
Yeah. I mean, you can also speak Hindi, but...
Damn. What'd you say?
Right?
What'd you call me? Damn.
What?
Huh?
I said, you can also speak Hindi?
You said the S word.
Spick? Oh. Yeah. Do you find that derogatory?
I don't give a fuck.
I didn't even know it was a thing until someone told me about it.
Yeah, I guess I know all of the slurs.
Huh?
You know what it stands for?
No. Spit? It's an acronym?
Spanish people in our country?
No way.
What? Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone wants you to fill us in.
I don't know how true all of that is, because they were telling us that sagging was niggas backwards. And,
I always heard that.
And
too.
I was just like, oh, no.
Never heard that.
No.
I don't know where I heard that either.
But yeah, spit. That's Spanish people in our country. I think that's why they started saying spick. Like, it was really, I think it was used a lot in like the 50s.
Yeah. Oh.
I think it originated in LA, actually. No. Or like Southern,
would not be surprised.
Southern California.
That does sound like an LA thing.
Southern California just, fucking spicks.
Because they like all of the culture that they bring, but they don't want like.
Yeah.
They like the burritos. They just don't like the people who make them.
And, like. We like the culture, but why the fuck do you have to live here?
Well, my company threw us a little Cinco de Mayo celebration.
They had a crown on you and everything.
Oh, please tell me you took a picture of.
They put your picture on the wall.
I did, and I sent it to somebody.
Yeah, you put it in the group chat, but yeah, I don't think anyone saved it.
I didn't save it. They had a walking taco bar, but I mean, it was basically they gave us like a little tray, some nacho chips, and like, I mean, meat and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So you could make your own nachos.
Yeah.
And that was the walking taco bar.
It was beef though, right?
Yeah, it was beef.
What was the salsa? Shit.
Oh, it was some whack ass like fucking.
What did they call it?
Walgreens salsa. Taco salsa is what it was labeled.
Uh-huh. Oh no.
Was it chunky? Was it chunky?
The salsa?
It looked like paste.
No.
It was watery. Yeah. Do y'all have HR?
Yeah, it wasn't very good. No, we don't.
Damn.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
You're like, Lewis, how are you liking the tacos? Authentic?
I asked my coworker. There's only one other guy that's Mexican there with me. Uh-huh. Not telling him, hey, this reminds you of Mexico or what?
Again, this is good, ain't it?
Yeah, we left the party and went to Ojos Locos and ate some real Mexican.
Get some real nachos. Well, I hope everyone had some good history lessons today. If you're not Mexican, I hope you learned a little something. We're not just taco makers. We are people, too. Right, Summer?
Am I Mexican?
Look at you.
What do you mean?
If you're not on video, get on video. Summer's
I'm all dicked
a
up.
Sleepy Mexican.
No. No.
Summer's culturally appropriating this episode.
This is the second time I've ever cultural appropriated. I don't think the first time count, though.
Should we do whiteface for 4th of July?
What was the first one? Oh, my God.
I dressed up as Pocahontas one year. In 8th grade.
Yeah, but you're a kid.
Yeah, but then I found out that my ancestors are Native American, but I still feel bad about it.
Wait, does that really excuse it, though? Because, like, technically.
No, like, to me, because I haven't met anybody, and, like, it still, to me, makes me still feel some kind of way, because it's like, I didn't know then, and, like, I haven't really dug deep into the culture now, so it's like, yeah, it's still kind of a little nasty taste.
Hope you guys learned a little bit about us. Hope you liked our fits. What's the next holiday? 4th of July? There's nothing in June.
Yeah, 4th of July.
Well,
Mother's Day, technically.
Should we all dress up as women?
Ooh.
I'm going to get one of those fake breasts.
Yo, we should put on a drag show.
Wait, isn't Juneteenth a thing?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Juneteenth. So,
is it okay to be blackface?
What?
Like for Juneteenth?
No, you can't. Don't do that, Omar. Don't get beat up.
Is there something I could do? We could do?
We can do something, but not dress up in blackface.
What can we do?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Black History Museum?
We can go to a Black History Museum.
Oh, that'd be hard.
Let's try to have a pod there.
Fuck.
There is one in D.C., I think, that's like really big.
That's a little far.
I want to go to the Holocaust one.
You haven't been there? Isn't Dallas?
What the fuck?
Summer's over here laughing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Auschwitz. I was like, you went to Auschwitz?
No. But like the
Holocaust Museum.
Yeah. It's the one that's mixed in with the museum that shows you where Kennedy got shot.
Yeah, it's
like, they take you up there to the spot where he got shot.
Take pictures.
I mean, where the guy was shooting. Yeah, I want to
go to it. I heard it's very impactful.
Not really.
He was crying.
My girl kept trying to talk, and I was like, shh, dude. He was like, you're not supposed to talk right here. She got mad at me and walked away.
No way.
Yeah.
You guys went to it?
Yeah.
When was this?
When Ryan came down one time. I don't know why. I was like, what are we going to do today? And, oh,
let's
look,
go learn history.
The Holocaust Museum.
That's a crazy way to spend your weekend.
Yeah. It's his first time here.
Did you go visit to the Kennedy thing?
We walked by there, yeah.
You guys stood on the X?
I went and stood on the X. I was like.
Have y'all seen the Erykah Badu video?
Mm-mm.
Or when she did a music video downtown and she was walking, she was walking naked downtown.
And naked.
And I think she laid on the spot. This is why people were down there walking and shit too. And it caused a lot of controversy.
How do you feel about that?
Oh.
Do you think that was too extra?
I mean, I really don't care.
I didn't know she was from here.
Yeah, she's from.
I don't even know who she is, honestly.
No.
My aunt went to school with her, actually.
Maria's sister goes to Booker T.
Apparently
she has a daughter there.
Yeah, her daughter goes there, and I think that's where she went to. I think Erykah Badu went to Booker T as well.
The wrestler?
No.
I'm joking.
He made his own school?
I mean, technically he does.
The wrestling school?
They had a fashion show there.
He does have a wrestling shoe, wrestling
at the school
thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Booker T. Washington. Yes, I know. I was joking. No. I bet you didn't think I was joking.
Well, let's get into our music of the week because we're running out of time here. Songs of the week. So this week we got some Mexican music for you guys to put you on some of the culture. What are you going to bless us with first? Yeah, let's have Summer name off these Mexican names.
Goddamn. Mi Error?
Mi Error.
But I don't know who this is.
Monte.
This is Monte?
That's Monte.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it? Is that your song?
No.
Wait. Is this anybody's song?
Let me see. This is like a reggaeton song.
Oh, well, I just typed it in. Maybe there's multiple songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you.
Hold on.
Yeah, I think that was like Anuel or some shit.
Yeah. I don't think he's even... What is he, Puerto Rican?
He's Puerto Rican, yeah.
Then we just get the wrong genre.
There we go.
Here we go. Shout out to Monte. This song just dropped too. This man to blow up. I want to see him perform at Coachella. That'd be cool.
I couldn't choose between El Villano or
that's a good one.
Or Mi Error. Yeah.
El Villano.
He's a good man.
But since this one just dropped, I was like, this one.
I feel like what he got unblessed with in height, he made up in his voice
and looks. He's beautiful.
And looks. He's hot.
A beautiful man. Yeah.
No disrespect.
He's hot.
I love Monte.
His whole family, dude, they're all good looking.
Yeah. It's a good genetic family. Monte, I miss you. I know you're listening out there. Damn, who's bumping?
God, yeah. All
right, what's the next song?
It's probably a Mexican. No.
Is this somebody's real song? Or did I type in the wrong song again?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Again?
Probably.
God. Okay, hold on.
No, you're probably typing it in right. It's just the wrong artist.
Yeah, it's just artist. I'm not looking at the... the cover art, I guess. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Oh, this is El Villano. But another one.
Oh, you sent both of them?
No, this is my song.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to pronounce it either. 20, Alegre y... Mujeriago?
Oh. Mujeriago. No, 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 no. Me gusta la cerveza, no lo voy a negar. Tener muchas mujeres, me gusta mucho más. Qué linda muchachita, la que yo estoy mirando. Y son las dos bebitas las que yo ando buscando. Las estrellas del cielo no las puedo alcanzar. Pero esa boca tuya la tengo que. Just play the next one.
Yeah, I have a technical difficulty.
Oh, okay. That was that. That song is recorded all funny because I think they recorded it on a CD And I guess they recorded it straight into Spotify. So they had a scratchy CD. So the song starts jumping around and towards the end.
What?
It's pretty
straight
funny.
Into the... Like, how did they do... How do you record straight to Spotify?
I have no idea, honestly.
Mujeriego is how you say that.
Mujeriego?
Mm-hmm. You know what that means?
No, I don't.
It's a...
Horny?
It's like a cheater.
Oh, okay.
Is it somebody's song for real?
Yeah. Okay. El Gavilán by Fuerza Regida.
No se asusten si por ahí me ven atrás de varias camionetas que ni las conté. Empecherado, rostros tapados al mando de un muchacho uniformado, bien equipado por los ranchos. Y se enfiestan las camionetas, en caliente prenden las torretas. Suenan radios siempre bien alerta, que se mueve, que reportan cerca. Va a cambiar cuando me va, soy de la gente del Chapo Guzmán. No me muevan que me puedo enojar, ni les presento, soy el Gavilán. Y puros corridones bélicos, parientes. Perro. Juga doble P, primo. Arriba Culiacán.
You've seen those TikToks where, like, when your compa El Belicón shows up and some guy walks up, he's like, hey, que pelo, and he's all like, the Belicón fit, and then he brings a guy with the tuba and they just start singing.
That's hard as fuck. Free El Chapo, man.
Honestly, bro, he was making... No, I don't know. Why do we need him free?
It's crazy. He's a celebrity where he's from.
Yeah.
The Robin Hood.
He's like, what's his name from Colombia?
Pablo Escobar, yeah.
I mean, there's good and bad. I mean, the only reason he gave back was because he didn't want to get ratted on, and he wanted to be liked. But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They all have their catches.
Yeah.
All right, Summer, what are you ending us off with?
Y'all sent like you sent like four songs.
Well, that was an accident. I was trying to delete.
Well, I was gonna pick one because I didn't have anything. I'll just say if anyone in Mexico is going to do a January 6th to Texas or any other property that they own here, sign me the fuck up. I'm joining.
Let's go raid Greg Abbott's house.
Where's the Alamo?
San Antonio.
That place sucks, though.
It really does suck.
What's the whole thing about it?
Like, it was a big battle, but like when you show up, you expect like,
no one gives a fuck about
like a bigger
Alamo.
Building or something, but it's really small. Yeah.
It's always forget the Alamo.
No, yeah, sign me the fuck up. We're going to take California, New Mexico, Arizona, and...
Fuck it, let's take Arkansas, too.
Arkansas is over there?
No, but we can.
Where is Arkansas?
Above Louisiana.
You're going random. Bro.
Arkansas,
that's not even,
bro.
That's nowhere near what we're trying to take. All right.
Just to have it, you know?
Damn, what song is this? This song is hard.
I don't know.
Shit, we can end off on it, then. Oh, it's the same song.
The one Omar?
This is Omar's song.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This is the one I seen. Cuts out.
Play a Mexican ass one.
Mexican ass song?
Type that in. Mexican ass song. I got one.
Okay, I got a song. I got a song. All right. My song of the week. Hold up.
It's going to be some racist shit, watch.
For real.
No.
La Cucaracha.
Tequila.
La Cucaracha. El sonidito.
No.
You're going to play the Rey Mysterio song, huh?
Yeah.
Camaleon? No. Camaleon?
Yeah, that's a good song.
But not the pod version.
La Chona.
Ooh, oh, La Chona.
I don't like this version. I like the real Mexican one. You know which one I'm talking about? The one he came out with in 2008? Hold on, I got to find it. Sorry, babe.
Mysterio?
Yeah, Rey Mysterio.
Was it after that WrestleMania, wasn't it?
Is this pre or post 9/11?
Post 9/11.
Post. Mm.
Eddie Guerrero song, though.
That's a good one, too.
He had badass lowriders.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, how do y'all feel about Eddie Guerrero? Like,
I don't know a lot about him, but I know he had lowriders.
He was a sack of shit, but...
Was he?
R.I.P. No.
What did he do?
He was a piece of shit. I think he
what's her name?
I think he beat his wife, yeah.
He liked minors?
That's a real Mexican.
I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, yeah, this one.
All right, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week. Screens like Space Invaders. Too much damage for one to manage. Going 5150, speaking Spanish. Hasta un lado estoy pesado. Vivo la vida peleando pecado. Estados Unidos al otro lado. I fall like Canada, 619 so loud. Do it for my people, yeah, you gotta love it. Mexican across the stomach, so think nothing of it but love it. Lucha, de la calle a la lucha. Siempre represento con mi chacho cachucha. 619 Simón, that's my cora. San Diego, Puerto Rico, Sinaloa. Puyaka, puyaka, 619. Hey, puyaka, puyaka. That's my pueblo. Puyaka, puyaka, 619. Hey, puyaka, puyaka. Rey Mysterio, what you gonna do when we come for you? Correle, correle, ándale. What you gonna do when we come for you? Correle, correle, ándale. Mira, mira, watcha, watcha. Cuidado con los celos, porque mata.